Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne. This is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be how I caused all of my breakups. So I've got an email from a viewer who's actually new to my work, just finished reading 3% Man, my first book for the, I guess, couple of times he's been through it. He had a breakup just a couple of months ago. And after going through the book, he recognized that he caused the breakup, not only of that relationship, but all of his previous relationships. And so I see this a lot when guys first come to my work, as they start reading the book and they recognize, I did that. I made that mistake. She said that. That's right. That totally turned her off in the same way I turned my girlfriend off. And they're able to see what they did wrong. And what I like about his email is he takes total ownership of his mistakes. He doesn't try to blame anybody else. He doesn't blame society. He doesn't blame women. He doesn't bitch about single moms. He's just a man. He takes ownership of his mistakes, and he resolves to fix it. That's what men do. They don't cry about it and want a solution from somebody else or someone or something that they have no control over. They just take stock of where they're at in life, and they resolve to pay the price to turn things around and fix it. It's what men are supposed to do. So I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through his email. And the quote says, part of being a self-reliant man is taking total ownership for everything that happens in your life, good and bad. Every person and every circumstance in your life is a result of your thoughts, words, and deeds. Alpha males take total responsibility for their own lives, while beta males complain and blame others to avoid it. Alpha males know that it is up to them to fix themselves and their lives. Beta males wait to be saved by someone or something outside of themselves. Alpha males embrace their masculinity, while beta males shrink from it. If you don't take personal responsibility for your own life, then you are powerless to shape and change your destiny and reach your full potential. I'm sure there's going to be some people crying in the comments about that, but I don't care. We're here because we're interested in being men, fixing what we're doing wrong, and doing more of what we're doing right, and filling in our knowledge gap so we can get better. That's the most important thing. You've got to try, just like I talk about in my second book, Mastering Yourself. Your goal as a human being really should try be trying to get a little better each and every day, because repetition's the mother of skill. Everything that you want to become better at, you got to practice at it. Everybody starts out as a novice. Nobody starts out as an expert. And so when you accept personal responsibility for your own life, then it's up to you to fix and change it. And by the way, my third book, Quotes, Ruminations and Contemplations, is out. It's my first book of quotes. I think it's going to be 6 or 7 volumes right now with all the quotes that I've got, because I've just got so many of them. But the iTunes book is finally live on iTunes. Obviously, it's available at Audible. You can get it paperback and hardcover. Obviously, this is the sweet hardcover. Pretty thick. I think it's like 700 pages, so it's got a lot of content. I think there's 250-something quotes in there. So far, the reviews are really good. Everybody seems to like it. So thanks for all the great reviews and all the good feedback. With that said, let's go through this guy's email. And see, we have another potential 3% man in the making. He says, hello, Coach Corey. I hope all is well. Well, it happened. I lost my woman because I had been living my life as a 97% man. I started talking to a woman just when the world shut down. We talked for a while, and then she ghosted me after talking for a few months. We never went on any dates or anything, just chit-chat. Something happened, and she posted on social media, and I just sent a friendly hope everything is okay. So then she reached out that she would like to link up, so I set up a date. So things went well, and we continued to talk and date. So after 3 months, she said she really liked me, and so in January of 2021, we got into an exclusive relationship. Then 2 months later, she dumped me. Bet that's fun. Backstory, I came from a family of dysfunctional relationships. So you can say, oh, poor me, that's just my lot in life. Or you can be like this guy, which is like, The past does not equal the future. Just because I came from this background doesn't mean it needs to be my future. This is what being a man is all about. You take care of things. We just handle things. A lot of men in my family not showing affection and sleeping around while in relationships. It's hard when you come from a background like that to learn what healthy looks like, because like he says, all you see is examples of dysfunctional relationships. You can choose to be like them, or you can choose to be different and learn from it and resolve that you're never going to have that kind of garbage in your life. That you're going to be better. And at the end of the day, that's what all parents want for their kids anyways. They want to see that their kids do better. They become more successful, they have happier lives, better relationships, better friends. Just everything's better. So I never was really around the right company and learned how to date or maintain a healthy relationship. And long story short, I didn't understand the process of courting, the mission, and the relationship. She was an alpha woman, meaning she's always in her masculine state. Because I was not being a 3% man and in my masculine, I pushed her away. Yeah, you forced her to be the man in the relationship. And obviously she's a feminine woman. But because you acted like a feminine man, it ruined the sexual polarity. It turned her off. As she backed away, you didn't really realize what was happening until it was too late, like most guys. He says, I'm only my second time reading your book, and I still have a lot to learn, but I can replay all the things I did wrong. I basically shot myself in the foot and ended up in friend zone. I received a bullshit reason from her, so she didn't hurt my feelings. Yeah, because remember, women don't want to hurt your feelings. It's not you, it's me. You're great. You're really great. You're really nice. There's nothing wrong with you. You don't need to change anything. It's great. It's just me. And guys go, what? If I'm so great, if I'm so nice, why are you breaking up with me? But that reason stung even more. She basically said that the age of my kids didn't work for her. I've got 6 and 7 year old boys. It sounds like a legitimate thing. Oh, it's your age of your kids. That's the reason. And the average guy will hear that and go, huh? The reality is she dumped him because of low interest. When she said that, it threw me off my masculine core, and I bucked and initially agreed to be friends. Come on, man. But then again, this was before he read my book. So he thought, oh, okay, we'll be friends and maybe she'll want me back then. Men don't agree to that. Men are interested in sex and romance. If you're changing the terms of our relationship unilaterally, see you later. Good luck. Call me if you change your mind. I'll be sipping margaritas with a sweet senorita. After a couple of days, because I just started reading your material, I called her back and told her being friends would not work for me, and if she changed her mind, to give me a call. Good job. That's taking your power back. You're like, I don't want these. So he's walking away from the negotiating table because he's like, I'm not interested in friendship, even though he agreed to that. And so the interesting thing is because he agreed to friendship early on, if she does start to come back and he's following the script and 7 principles get an X back, she'll more than likely probably try to friend zone him in several ways to see if he'll go along with it. And that's why he has to say no. And by the way, when he got in touch with her after all those months, obviously this particular most recent ex, she was obviously in a different headspace than when he first talked, and that's why he was able to get her out. Things had obviously changed for her. Sometimes that works too. And of course, I'm new, so I'm still dying inside, but I've been disciplined to not contact her. I'm trying to come to grips that she's gone and trying to move on. But I still need to read your book many more times before I can get out and date successfully. Well, you don't read the book and master the book and then go date successfully. You read the book and go out and make mistakes. And you get better, and you learn, and it's a process of continually reading the book, applying what the book teaches, getting results, good and bad, and learning from your mistakes, so you fine-tune your approach, like obviously what we do in these video newsletters. It's meant to help fine-tune the approach of the fundamentals that are in the book. That's what serious students do. That's what serious men do. They figure it out. We handle shit. This is all new to me, and I have been sabotaging myself for years. I think I just did so much wrong in this relationship that it was easy to come up with the kid story to let me go. What do you think? Well, the kid story was BS. It was to solve, hey, it's not you. It's your kids. So he made a list. He says, so all the things I did wrong. So he's got a list of them. We're going to go through. Not going for the kiss on all of our dates. That communicates that you're timid, that you're shy, that you don't know what to do, that you're not strong enough and masculine enough to be the leader where she can follow and submit to you. When you think about the act of sex, a woman is completely submitting to you and opening herself up to you. I mean, she literally spreads her legs and is like, come on inside, big boy. So don't act like a woman if you want access to the box. Not hooking up, even when she invited me to her house. Being a nice, respectful guy. Best frenzies. So he's trying to be Mr. White Knight because he probably saw something. Oh, I got to be extra nice to her. And then she'll see how great I am. And then she'll want to sleep with me. She wants you to pin her down. Well, I don't want to go into it. I don't want to get too graphic. Might get myself in trouble on YouTube. But she wants you to pin her down in the bed naked and have your way with her. That's what she really wants. She wants you to be the man, the beast, and tear it up. Jar something loose. Knock the bottom out of that thing. I brought her flowers on every date. Oh, a bribe for sex in a relationship. I'll be extra nice because I saw chocolates and flowers. Girls like that in all these cheesy movies. It works in the movies, but in real life, it's, oh yeah, thanks for the flowers, buddy. I called and texted her more than she did me. So he was investing more in the relationship than she was. He was way more into her than she was, and he was not paying attention to that. Because what you're looking for is an equal, somebody that really wants to be with you and makes the effort. And when you're making most of the effort, and like I talk about in 3% Man, a guy should never do more than 20 to 30% of calling, texting, and pursuing. It's just way too much. When it's 50-50, it's always going to end in being stuck in friend zone. Obviously, in this case, though, he's pursuing even more. It's one of the first things I ask guys when I'm doing phone sessions with them is, tell me about your contact, your texting, and your phone exchanges. And when I hear a guy go, oh, it was 50-50, I was like, oh, yeah, you got... And before he's even got to the end of the story and telling me what happened, I already know he got friend-zoned. It's as predictable as the sun coming up in the east and setting in the west. Remember, it's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. Never try to keep somebody who doesn't want to keep you. You got to match and mirror the effort from the other person. And women are like cats. Sometimes they get their fill of you and they really love spending time. And then after that, they want to get away and they want to go do other things. And then when they don't hear from you for a few days or a week or so, what happened to that guy? I thought he really liked me. Maybe I'll text him. I put her on a pedestal and made her the ultimate prize. So you basically treated her like a celebrity and she treated you like an ass-kissing fan. I definitely liked her more than she liked me. Yep. I definitely chased her and not her chasing me. So she dumped me, chased her right out of my life. Well, if a woman is always chasing you, as Doc Glove, the late Doc Glove used to say, she's not getting rid of you. So everything that I teach in 3% Man is about creating those conditions from the moment you meet to where she starts to pursue you more because she perceives you as mysterious and interesting and more dominant and mysterious. She wants to know about you. Curiosity makes kitty cats stick around. They gotta know more. In fact, after just one time through your book, I can look at all my relationships of the past and see how I caused all of my breakups. Most recent, I ran the girl that I really liked right out of my life. Right now, I'm accepting this breakup as a blessing and found your material to upgrade my mind to be a 3% man so I can live the life I deserve and not put myself in this position ever again. Good job, dude. That's what it takes. Just saying, hey, I fucked up. I made a mistake. You don't need to feel bad about it. And the other important thing about accepting your mistakes, your flaws, your faults, and your shortcomings is once you do that, nobody else can use them against you because you've already accepted them. It's a great way to live. So if you'd like to, you've got a situation or a challenge in your life, like this particular guy, he should be following, if you're in a situation similar and you're trying to get your ex back, you should be following 7 principles to get an ex back, what's laid out in that video and that article, which is also on my website, understandingrelationships.com. And then if you'd like to talk to me personally, you want to do a coaching session, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.